And some people wonder, they think the concern is, do you worry about terrorism and feel the threat of terrorism the way they do?
I would say this. There isn't a president who's taken more terrorists off the field than me over the last 7.5 years. I'm the guy who calls the families or meets with them or hugs them or tries to comfort a mom or a dad or a husband or a kid after a terrorist attack. So let's be very clear about how much I prioritize this. This is my number one job,
so why is
and
it that
we
so
have been doing it effectively.
But so why do people sometimes think you're diffident?
Well, I think part of it is that in the wake of terrorist attacks, it has been my view consistently that the job of the terrorists in their minds is to induce panic, induce fear, get societies to change who they are. And what I've tried to communicate is you can't change us. You can kill some of us, but we will hunt you down and we will get you. And in the meantime, just as we did in Boston after the Marathon bombing, we're going to go to a ball game and do all the other things that make our life worthwhile, and you have nothing to offer. That's the message of resilience, that we don't panic, that we don't fear. We will hunt you down and we will get you.